As we have our heads bowed everywhere. Now, perhaps this sickness in here, there's no doubt at all. In here, but what there's sickness in amongst the people. I want to know how many in here that's out of town that's sick. Raise your hand. Out of town. Well, they're just everywhere. Or can you raise your hand? I'm going to ask that so you can see. All that's out of town that I don't know. It's out of town and I don't know you. Raise your hand. Say, I'm sick. Raise your hands everywhere. So I just get a general idea. If he don't keep this, there's no resurrection. If he does keep it, it's assurance of the resurrection. It shows that the Easter seal, that he is not dead, but he's a living. Then to condemn that would be blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. It's unforgivable. Now, if the Holy Spirit will come into this meeting, I thought maybe we'd just raise the people up, but we can't have a prayer line up here. Just jammed in here. The little kiddies all over the altars and everywhere. We can't have a prayer line. But look, I want to ask you something. Is he just at one place or is he omnipresent? He's everywhere. Now, how could I know you if you had raised your hands that I do not know you and you're strangers here? I don't want any tabernacle people. I'll see you later. Please. But just the people, so that you'll see it's out of town people that I don't know. Let the Holy Spirit speak whether it's right or not. Let him do the talking. Then my word will be one thing. And if it's God's word, God will keep that word. Now remember, Pentecostal, the real true believers of God, has always been in the minority, and they're a bunch that's laughed at and made fun of, and people are not willing to take that way. And may the Holy Spirit, I want to ask you people something. Now you see, is God a living God? Is he present? Then if he is, I want to ask you something. Now, after I've spoken, how many in here that believes that that's the truth? Amen. Is there any in here would like to say, I am not a Christian, Brother Bram. I would like to be. Pray for me. I can't call no altar up here because I can't just raise up your hand and say, pray for me. Is there any in the building? God bless you. You, that's fine. All right. God bless you. Now, everyone, all right. Good. All right. Now, you have a right after a message like this. You have a right to call my hand and say, Brother Bradford, you preached to us something that in these last days you said the last time was when he performed, showed that he was God. And I heard a Jewish preacher the other day. It had just been by my message on the red heifer offering, the man come and receive Christ, come out from a church that had been raised to a line of rabbis for years and years and years, for 400 or 500 years way back, all rabbis. And a man heard my message, slipped into a meeting and heard that red heifer, and was converted by it to Christianity, and stood in the church of the day and say, anybody that wouldn't believe that there were three gods instead of one, he had been believing in one God to that time, he backslid instead of doing anything else. He God speak. Now, I raise my hand, I don't know them. Don't know them. Now, if he's still God, won't he do the same thing?
Yes, he will.
The woman who touched his garment?
Amen.
Some of you women are, some of you there, raise your hand, a woman somewhere, I believe, where? Little lady, on the, would you raise your hand? All right. I'm a stranger to you. I don't know you. All right. You just see if he's still the high priest that can be touched by the feeling of your infirmity. I've never seen you in my life. You're a stranger to me. I know nothing about you. God does know you. If he can reveal to me by his Holy Spirit the resurrected Christ who come here and give me a temporary resurrection by my spirit, that my spirit goes away now and his spirit comes in. Then to let you know whether he's alive or not. Now, I don't know you. That's me and my spirit. We don't know you. But he knows you. But he wants to borrow my body to prove that he's the resurrected Christ. I'm so happy to loan it to him. Give it to him. Anything you can get out of it. If God will tell me what you're here for, will you believe me? You will. You have varicose veins? If that's right, raise up your hand. You got more than that. Got a hernia? That's right. Mm-hmm. You're not from this town. You're from Iowa, Ohio. Your name is Miss Stoddard. Yes. That's your husband sitting behind you. That's right. You believe God can tell me what's his trouble? He's got trouble with his back. He's suffering with his back. If that's right, raise up your hand, sir. Do you believe? Yes. Somebody else out here, raise up their hands down along through here. Here, that lady there. All right? I don't know you. That's your husband sitting next to you there. The thing you're wanting is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. If that's right, raise up your hand. Okay? All right. Believe on the Lord. Just don't doubt at all. See somebody coming from a distance, but I couldn't tell just where it was at. Yes, the man sitting right here, I see him now. He's a stranger to me also. You got gallbladder trouble. Sinus trouble. You're not from here. You're from Georgia. A place called like Hover Mills, Georgia. All right, leave now. Go back home to be healed. You believe with all your heart?
Yes.
There's one sitting right back here behind that light standing over the person. You're praying for a loved one that's got cancer. Not saved. Believe. Have faith and don't doubt. I'm just watching. Here it is over here. Lady stands with her head down praying. She got trouble with her feet and her knees. I don't know you, do I? We're strangers, raise up your hand. You go back to your home in New Hampshire, that's where you come from. Believe the Lord will make you well. Lady sitting back there with a little girl praying for her with kidney trouble, sitting right back there. She's from Georgia also. Miss Cason, if you believe with all your heart, you accept it? All right, then go home and be laid well. I don't know the woman, never seen her in my life. If we're strangers, run there, wave your hand, lady. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Here's another sitting right back here, a man. He's from Georgia, too. Don't know him, never seen him, but I've seen him come up to that peach country. Right? He's got liver trouble. That's right. Or arthritis. He's sitting right on the back seat. You believe with all your heart, sir? All right. Go back and be healed. There's someone sitting here to see a lady. Way back in the very back row. No, it's not for her. She's praying for her son. That's right. You believe that God can tell me what's married your son, lady? I'm a stranger to you, but God knows you. Ulcers and a mental trouble. And he's not here. Dayton, Ohio. That's right. Raise up your hand. Now believe. Do you know he lives?
Yeah.
Is he the same Jesus yesterday, today, and forever?
Yeah.
There's at least 8 or 10 people I've never seen him alive. And is it true?
Yeah.
Now may the God of heaven, whose presence heal and make well thee. Why, it comes from the anointing of the Holy Spirit, not me.
Amen.
May the God that can discern the thoughts of the mind and prove himself to be Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, let him come forward and heal the sick. He's God forevermore. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Now, how many wants to believe him right now and accept him as Savior and healer and as a baptizer and a coming king?
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. What? The Easter seal. The infallible Easter seal. What's the next thing? The transformation of this body. To meet the Son that's coming. We'll be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Have all your paper seals you want to, but the real seal of Easter is the Holy Ghost in the human heart. Do you accept it? Do you believe in his resurrection? Do you believe he's alive forevermore? Do you believe that he's here? Do you now accept him as your Savior, as your healer, as your God, as your coming King? Believe with all your heart as these handkerchiefs praying over them. God, in the name of Jesus Christ. A lot of people know him. I believe they took from the body of Paul handkerchiefs and aprons, and they were healed. You believe that? Now, how many more is in here sitting out of the tabernacle, people, and around this community here that's around here? Now, you raise your hand from around here. Now, do you believe that he's here? Do you believe the Holy Spirit's here? Now, wait. Why don't we wait for anything else? He's here, so let's act upon him. Charlie, what do you think? Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, it's got to happen. I cannot heal anyone. I cannot do it. There's nothing in me to heal with. But if you'll accept this spirit that's on me now, there couldn't be enough devils in hell to make you doubt it anymore. And you've got to be healed. I'm not the healer. He's the healer. I can't see visions. He's the one who speaks. It's just my body he's using. Now, that same God said, these signs shall follow them that believe. How many believers is here? Are you sure you're a believer? Well, he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Is that right? Now, put your hands on one another. Let me pray for every one of you. Oh, God. Something's got to take place. Something just got to happen. Oh, great Easter sin. Not the lily in the pot, but the lily in the valley. You spoke to that boy the other day. You have come forth by your word. You made manifest that you're truth. You are truthful.
Amen.
You are the resurrection.
Amen.
You said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. I am the resurrection and life. You'll not be spoken. And you'll wonder, why you can here obey? O God who created the heavens and earth. These people are praying for one another. When you rose on Easter morning, you proved that you was Messiah. You proved that you was Messiah before you rose. You proved that you was by the sign of the Messiah, the seal of God that was in you. You were sealed away with God to do nothing but what he said. You said, I do always that which pleases the Father. Let's keep his word. For to please God, we must believe his word and keep his word. Then, Father, so is it today. That every son are of God, every daughter of God, in order to please God, must keep God's word. And God, we are keeping your word now by laying hands on one another. And I'm praying for this audience. After we have heard the word preached and seen the strangers raise their hands, see the great Holy Spirit go out there and tell them the very thoughts in their heart and who they are, where they come from, what's happening, all of that. How could people doubt anymore? God, that's a great reward for these who stood this morning around this great church walls here, and your limbs aching, and the little mothers with their babies, and dads and aged and all, waiting, watching to see one sign of the living God, then see moving on the scene, and prove that he's Jehovah, that he's Jesus, the resurrected one. I'm alive forevermore, and have the keys of death and hell, because he broke the seal off of it. He broke the seal of death, he broke the seal of the tomb, he broke the seal of hell, he broke the seal of the grave, and he opened the seal to the tree of life and baptized us by his Holy Spirit into that tree of life and made us sons and daughters of God and commissioned us to lay hands on one another. And these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Father God, it has to be. I pronounce by the power of the gospel, by the God of heaven who ordained me and sent me to preach the gospel, by the God who wrote the word, by the angel who's present to confirm the word. I say this because of the faith that I have in the people, that the devil will have to leave every sick person in here, every afflicted person, and the power of God shall raise them up to good health and strength again as a memorial of this Easter service. Come on, Satan! You are defeated! Jesus conquered you 1900 years ago, and you are defeated! Come on! Keep in prayer. And you out there that doesn't have a prayer card, you say this, Lord Jesus, I know that man doesn't know me, and I know he's just a man, but I believe you're God. And I believe he's read the scripture, he told me the truth, so I'm sick and needy. Let me touch you, Father. Find out what happened. See, now you speak through him, he's just a mouthpiece. Looky, this microphone is a mute until something speaks into it. So would I be, I don't know any of you. Now, everybody in that prayer line that knows I know nothing about you, raise up your hands. All over there knows I don't know nothing about you. And here's my hands. I know I've never seen them people before in my life, as I know there's not a person along there that I'd ever see. I can't see a person in the building that I know, unless this is my good friend, Brother Skaggs from Chicago, sitting over on this. Is that you, Brother Skaggs? I thought it was there. And I know that there's Brother Fred Sopman, I believe he's here, somewhere in the building. And perhaps Tom Simpson, I suppose, is here somewhere in the building. I don't know. Where are you? Are you here, Brother Fred and Brother Tom? I've seen their car. Yes, right here, way back in there. All right. Now, be real reverent. All right. Now, if the people gets a little weary, give them a chair. Just come up here. Now,
Here's the word. How many believes I read to you and preached to you the word of God, the promise of God? Now, here's God's word. Now, here's the person that I've never seen before. Will it work? It will if she believes. Now, I believe and I can yield myself to God as by gift and let Him just get rid of myself and let Him talk. So if there's anything done like it would be the Lord Jesus, it would you don't have to be spirit. Now, let's take this like I was quoting a few minutes ago, St. John 4. There's a lady and a man that's never met before. Now, being strangers to each other, and it's just in a little panoramic like I was talking about. Now, St. John 4, Jesus met a woman of Samaria. And He talked to her a little while till He caught her spirit and then told her troubles. And now, if He would do that same thing to you tonight, knowing that I don't know you, God knows you, you don't know me, or unless you just know me by name or something, but if He'd do the same thing, would it make you believe with all your heart? Well, would it make the audience believe with all their heart? Now, every soul in here, under the control of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, and every who's the engineer on these microphones, if my voice gets low because I don't know what I'm saying, if it gets low, step it up so the audience can hear. Now, be real reverent and quiet while we talk to the woman, just a moment. You'll stand right across here so I'll be sure that they hear it. Just across. Now, our Lord, when He came to the woman of Samaria, He said He had need to go by Samaria to see the woman. And, of course, God, the Father, had sent Him up there. And He met the woman, and He knew nothing of her, never seen her in His life. She had never seen Him. But yet, He had to give that Samaritan woman the same sign He gave the Jew. And now you're the Gentile woman. See? Now He has to be the same Jesus yesterday, today, forever. Is that right? Now, if He would do something like that, you know then, it has to come from some spirit. You know, it has to be a spirit. Now, you could take the Pharisees' side, the religious of that day, and say it was the devil. Then that's up to you and God. But if you say it was Christ, then you receive His reward. Now, if the Holy Spirit will tell me, now I say, if I'd come here and say, Sister, I have a gift of healing, lay my hands up on you and say, glory to God. The Bible says, these signs shall follow them, believe. Lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. That's true. Well, you could go believe that. That'd be all right. But yet, there could be a little wonder in your mind. Wonder if that is true, because the Bible said, if there be one among you who's spiritual of prophet, what He says comes to pass, then hear Him. But if it doesn't, then don't hear Him. Now, the showdown is here now. Have I told the truth? Is that the word of God? Is that the promise of God? If it is, then He'll make it manifest. A woman is aware that she's in the presence of somebody besides man. Real sweet, humble feeling. Is that right? If it is, just raise your hand so you'll... Between me and the woman is that Spirit of Christ, that light. The woman is sure to be prayed for because of a nervous condition. She's got a real serious condition of nerves. If that's right, raise up your hand. You believe? Eventually, I never seen a first night boy will do that. Somebody in your heart. Don't think you can hide your thoughts now, because you can. You said, I guessed that. I did not. This is for a rebuke for you, that you might know we'll see if it's so or not. Every time a first night, when something said, now right now I couldn't tell you what I said to the woman, but that you might know that it's the Spirit of God and not what you're thinking, this will be a plain rebuke to you. You're a good person. Fine-spirited person. But now, yes, here it comes again. The woman's moving from me, and she's bothered with a nervous condition and an intestinal trouble. That is true. Let me show you where you believe I'm a servant of the Lord. Not that woman sitting right there on the end of the seats bothered with intestinal trouble, too. If that's right, raise up your hand, lady. That's right. See them devils trying to get by with it? They can't do it.
Hallelujah.
It's all finished for you, lady. You have a stomach trouble. through. Nervous stomach. Here that you might know, believe me to be God's servant, saying you're under this anointing. Your husband, he's here too. He has a nervous stomach also. You're not from this state or this city. You're from Kansas. You believe God knows who you are? Miss Walton, now return home your healed, you and your husband too. You can go home and be made well in the name of Jesus. Do you believe now? Could I guess that? Whatever. Let us just bow our heads and worship. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee in the midst of every kind of thing. You still moving on the waves. You're God. You never fail. I pray that You'll bless these people now. Amen. All right? Lady here. Do you believe that what these things are taking place is from the Spirit of God, dear lady? Than us being strangers to each other, then if something would have to happen, it would have to let me know something about you. And if God can tell what you have been, surely He can tell what you will be. If He knows the past, He knows the future. That makes it prove that it is God. And you know that I would know nothing about that because I'm just a man. You're your brother. That's right. Got a great faith in the audience tonight to begin with. Left me and went towards the audience. You're so happy about your healing a few moments ago, you put your hand over on that woman sitting next to you. Yes. Was that growth on your breast? If that's right, raise up your hand. Am I a stranger to you? Wave your hand back and forth. I want to ask you something. What did she touch? She's 20 feet away from me. What did she do? She touched the high priest. Do you see that God still is? He's the same Lord Jesus. Just believe. God bless you. I can only speak as it speaks through me. I have to, wherever it goes, I have to go with it. You have a tumor on the breast. You have a stomach trouble also. Also, you have someone here sick also.
Yes.
Your husband. He's a preacher.
Yes.
And he's got a nervous stomach.
Yes.
Mrs. Seward.
Yes.
Return home and be made well. Home and be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Have faith. Don't doubt. Just believe. Do you believe that Jesus Christ, sirs, we would see Jesus? That's Him. That's the Lord Jesus. Now you have to say it's something. You know that. These people with their hands up before God, we've never met. But it's His Spirit that does these things. Just have faith. Are you the lady now? We are strangers one to the other, I suppose. But the Lord Jesus knows us both. But if He can reveal to me something about you that you know that I know not, would it encourage you to make you have faith to believe? You see what it does to me? It makes me so weak I can hardly stand up. We realize that. I'm sure that the audience realizes that too. How many knows that if one vision made our Lord feel virtue go out of Him, the Son of God, what would it do to me, a sinner saved by grace? Because He said, the works that I do shall you do also, more than this shall you do. Now I know the King James has greater, but take down the original translation, see, how could you do greater? He stopped nature, raised the dead, and done everything that could be done, but more because He could be in His church, universal. More than this shall you do. It's His grace. You're here for somebody else. That's the daughter. You think Christ can tell me what her trouble is? It's her eyes. That is right. You believe they're going to get well now? You've contacted something, haven't you? You believe it to be the Lord Jesus? If you tell me who you are, like you did the apostle to come up, would you make you have a lot of faith in believing? Well, Miss Nichols, you return home. Believe now. Jesus Christ heal and make well. Are you believing, everyone? Please don't walk around. Please don't walk around. Please. I do not know you. I haven't never seen you in my life, but Christ does know you. If he will describe to me what you're here for, or might be finances, domestic, might be sickness, salvation, I do not know. I'm just a man that's standing here, us meeting for the first time in life. One thing, you're really nervous. That is right. And I see you trying to get from the bed real slow. You got arthritis. That is right. And then you've got a bad ill effect from an operation that you had. That's right. It was a gallbladder operation. That's right. Raise up your hand. Do you believe now? Then go. As you have believed, so will it be unto you. If I told you that God healed arthritis, would you believe it meant you? Then just go right along thanking God. Saying thank you. If I told you God healed from anemic trouble, would you believe it he'd heal you? Just go right on thanking God. Are you believing with all your heart, everybody, with one accord? What if I didn't say one word to you, just laid hands on you, would you believe? Well, sir, pass by and in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hold down. Please don't walk around. It grieves the Spirit from me. I just can't hold it. See. Please, please, I ask you kindly, as Christian brother, I ask if you did not believe, please don't stay in the building. It's dangerous for you to stay anyhow. See. Just have faith. Don't doubt. If I laid hands upon you, would you believe that you'd get well? Come here. In the name of Jesus Christ, may our brother be healed. Come.
Hallelujah.
Whether I told you your trouble or not, would you believe he is his prophet or his servant? Well, your back trouble's finished. Go and believe him. Have faith in God. Come, baby. If I didn't say one word to you, but just laid hands on you, would you believe anyhow? Well, I want to tell you, when he was in the line, stand down there and got the line, you've seen that first thing happen. The heart trouble left you, so you can go home. You walk different since you got in there, haven't you? The arthritis left you in the line, so just go believe it. Sister, of course, one of the great things wrong with you, we all know, but this is one thing. There's about 95% of this audience suffering with the same thing, a nervous condition. You're real nervous. Isn't that right? Let me show you how it'd be hard to call. Everyone suffering with nervous condition, raise up your hands out there. See? Yeah. You've tried to find a place to start. They told you to get next to yourself. Satan told you to go lose your mind and all these things, but it's a lie. You believe with all your heart, and from right here, in the name of Jesus Christ, go and be well for the glory of God. If thou canst believe. That man has been sitting there weeping for a little while, looking at me, he got trouble in the chest. Do you believe that God Almighty will make you well? If you believe it, you can have it, sir. Raise up your hands, accept it, go home and be made well. Arthur, I was finished. Go home and be weighed well in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. A lady just raised her hand up there, put her on the back of her head with a skin trouble. You believe that God will make you up? You have a prayer card? You don't need one. You're healed anyhow. Jesus Christ heals you and makes you well. Are you believers, each one of you out there now, solemnly believing in the Son of God? Do you believe that it's His Spirit here? If he does that, keeps his word. You say, Brother Bam, could you heal me? No. I can't do it. He's already done it. See? It's something he's done. He's just here. If he was standing here with this suit on, he couldn't heal you because he's already done it. He'd say, won't you believe it? He'd just make himself knowing that he is here. How many believes it with all your heart? Now, I'm going to give you something to do so that every person here will be healed. How many believers you say there was? Raise up your hand. All around, everywhere. Jesus said his last commission to his church, his first commission was go heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils. His last commission was, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, speak with new tongues. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Is that right? Now, each one of you as believers, lay your hand on somebody next to you. Just lay your hand over wherever you are. Just lay your hand if you're a believer. You have just as much right to lay your hands on one another as anyone else does. Now, do not pray for yourself because the person you got your hands on is praying for you. You pray for the next person. They'll be praying for you. And I'll pray for you from this platform. And the God of heaven, who raised up Jesus from the dead and made him alive forevermore, he is here tonight to fulfill every word that he said. It's his presence. Now, you bow your head while I pray for you. You just believe with all your heart that God will hear my prayer. Surely you understand that it's not me. The Holy Spirit now has proved the Word of God right. Just before we pray with your head bowed, if there is an unbeliever was in here and now is a believer, would you stand to your feet to be recognized in prayer while we pray? Somebody wants to receive Christ as personal Savior. Would you stand to your feet to be remembered in prayer just now while you're in His divine presence? Would there be those here who would love to accept Him right now? Would stand to your feet. He that will witness me before man, him will I witness before my Father and the holy angel. Stand up just now and say, I will accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. You're here and I know it, but He's revealed you to me. But don't rely upon your church membership because it's no good. You've got to receive the Holy Spirit or you're finished. Now remember, it's not me, it's the Holy Spirit that's bringing His Word to pass. So if you wish to stand, stand now while we pray. Our Heavenly Father, this is the closing hours of this world's history. We know that there is no remedy left. The coming of the Son of God is at hand. He said, as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. We see the atomic bombs and the hydrogen bombs and every little nation just waiting for somebody to let one loose. Then into the midst of the air yonder as a sun popping open, will this earth go? But before that takes place, and we know it could be before morning, it could be at any minute. As our scientists tell us, it's long ago, 3 minutes until midnight. But we know the hand of God has stopped time to wait just long suffering like He was in the days of Noah. And now you've proved your last thing that you said you would do just before Sodom was burned. Immediately after that sign was finished, Sodom burned. God, it's just about over. But there is only one who can draw man's heart. You said, no man can come to me except my Father draws him first. Many will see and hear and walk continually in darkness, ordained to this condemnation, as said the book of Jude. Perverse mind, souls wandering like lost stars, raging waves of the sea foaming out their own shame of unbelief. To know tonight that we stand in the presence of the great Holy Spirit who brought the Word, who wrote the Word, who confirms the Word and brings His self-presence to fulfill the Word that He has promised. I pray for these believers who have their hands on each other. I pray with all my heart that You'll heal their sick bodies. Cast away every evil spirit. Satan, You lost the battle. You are a defeated person. You have no rights anymore. Our Lord Jesus died at Calvary, and through His holy, unadulterated blood, the blood of Almighty God that was broke at Calvary, you redeemed the human race, Lord, and you defeated Satan by that same blood, stripped him of every power that he had. And you're alive tonight, here in Bloomington, Illinois, in this college ball floor. You are here tonight, alive among your people, proving yourself that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Satan is aware of that. He knows that his hour is close. Satan, I adjure thee by the living God, we call your blood. You can't hold these sick people any longer. Come out of them. In the name of Jesus Christ, depart from them. And let them alone. The Lord God of heaven rebuke thee, Satan. You cannot have any power. Jesus is over you. He's taken the powers away from you. He redeemed the human race back to himself. Come up, I adjure thee by the living God, that you depart from this people. Now, as you have your hands laid upon each other, the way you pray in your own church, lay your hands on somebody by you and pray for them. You pray just the way you do in your church. Lay your hands over on somebody and pray for one another. And when you feel the faith of the living God, which is present now, pouring down into your soul to make you a believer, then rise in the name of Jesus Christ and claim your healing.
Been one of the meetings. She said, don't pray, Brother Branham. She said, my day's gone. She said, one night in your meeting, I could hardly sit in the seat. Just sat with my boyfriend. I asked him if he'd come. He said, no. I said, that was my last day. She said, it's too late now. The girl, a fine young lady, but was dying with a social disease. They could not recover. And the undertaker, a friend of mine, pumped water, the embalming fluid into her body, kept moving, they couldn't find where it was at. They smelled it, holes in the one young lady, a beautiful young lady. She said, I should have come. She was a church member. Yes, sir. Her pastor's standing there smoking a cigarette when she's dying. You know what she said to me? You deceiver of man. You told me I was right. You were wrong. She said, I'm dying and I'm lost and you're the cause of it. She called for a girl that comes to the tabernacle. We tried to lead her to Christ. We both went to high school together. Tried to get her to come, but it was too late. The girl was dead before she got there. She wanted to repent. She wanted to tell this girl she was sorry because she called her a foul name, a holy Lord. It always tells at the end of the road. That's where you have your conference with the death angel. You're going to meet him one of these mornings. You may meet him on the highway tonight. You may meet him in your bed tonight. You're going to meet him somewhere. You're going to have a conference. He's lurking near now. Angels of God are lurking there. You want them to plead your case on that day. You're speaking now. Won't you come once more? Now, how many in here would like to consecrate their life anew to Christ? Raise up your hand. Let's see. From this night henceforth, by the help of God, I'll consecrate my life to God. Raise up your hand. All sincere Christians, I'll reconsecrate my life to God. All the sick, raise up your hand and say, I will believe on Jesus Christ for my healing. Right now, I will. I believe our Heavenly Father is pleased with those people coming to receive Christ. Don't you believe so? Now, let us all stand on our feet just a moment. Those of us who can. For our consecration service, consecrating ourselves to God anew. Let us stand up now to renew our vows and our consecrations to Christ. Do you love Him? My Jesus Christ. But Father God, in regards to this message that I've preached from my heart, your word and your promise, confirm it tonight, Lord, and let somebody out there have enough faith to touch you as I yield myself to you, that you might speak to me the same words like you did the woman that had the blood issue. Jesus Christ, that He stands by 2 foot from where I am now, that same life. I take every spirit in here under the control of the Holy Ghost for the glory of God. Now be quiet. Don't move, because demons go from one to another, and you know that. And perform the same thing. If you won't come, then say nothing evil against it from henceforth, because you'll be blaspheming the Holy Ghost and send your soul to torment without mercy. Pray. Now, you're looking at me. You see, he got something on his nose, near his eye. It's a little growth of a thing. He's afraid of it because it keeps coming and going, peeling. He's a preacher of the gospel. I've never seen him in my life and don't know him. Have you got a prayer card, sir? You do not have one. Are those things the truth? Raise up your hand if they're the truth. Then I want to ask you all something. I am here, sir. How did I tell him what he was praying about? Here, a young woman looking at me. Sitting right here looking at me, way down, about the second person in this row here. She suffers with a headache, something like a migraine headache. Besides that, you're a woman preacher. But that's right, raise up your hand. I pronounce you healed in the name of Jesus Christ. That's the high priest. There's a middle-aged woman sitting way back in the back. She's got on a blue coat with white trimmings on it, with a blue hat on, suffering with a gallbladder condition. If you'll believe with all your heart, lady, you may receive your healing. Stand on your feet. If I don't know you, wave your hand. If those things are true, what was said by the Spirit, wave your hand. Then I pronounce you healed in the name of Jesus Christ. What about over in this section? Here's a little woman sitting in the bed. Right out here. Red coat. Light over. She's suffering with a kidney trouble. Stand on your feet. You are free. Lord, let him call me. If that's not raised up your hand. If I'm a stranger to you, wave your hand. I'll pronounce you healed in the name of Jesus Christ. God, let's fire.
eternal life. Come up now while we stand on our feet and sing. Come right now. I love him. I love him. Do you love him? Do you want to express it? Savior hasn't received the Holy Ghost, why don't you come? What more? Remember, let me tell you, thus saith the Spirit of God that's on me. This is the last sign to the Gentile church before the rapture. Thus saith the Word of God, thus saith the Holy Spirit that speaks, that knows the secret of the heart, thus saith the Lord. You are receiving your last call. Call me fanatic if you wish to, and bless me the Holy Ghost. Come now! If you're not ready to meet him in the rapture, I challenge, I ask, I persuade, I beg, come now!
Listen to you Pentecostal people. Didn't Paul say, if one of you speak in tongues and be no interpreter, the unlearned will say, why, you're mad. But if there be a prophet among you who will prophesy and reveal the secrets of the heart, then they'll fall down and say, truly, God is with you. Is that right? Well, if you believe in speaking in tongues, how can you deny this? You know what I mean? Now, who is the first one? Who is going to know it? This, are you, young fella? Would you come here? A young boy. Think of it. Now, I've never seen that boy in my life, as far as I know. We're strangers to one another. If that's right, raise up your hand, sir, for this Bible. I've never seen him in my life, know nothing of him. But he's standing here for something. Perhaps he's sick. I don't know. I have no idea. If he's sick, then I cannot heal him. But if I just lay my hands on him and say, you're going to be healed. Praise God, you're healed. Go believe it. Well, that's all right. If you believe it, you can get healed, I believe. If he truly believes it, not make believe, but really believe it. Don't you believe that? Boy, you get healed. Maybe it's financial trouble. Maybe it's a domestic trouble. Maybe he's married and him and his wife having trouble. Maybe him and his girlfriend's having trouble. Maybe he's not married. I don't know what he's there for. I have no idea. But it'll take the God of heaven to reveal it. Now, if he does, every person in here will know it'll have to be some spirit. The boy may be a student of this school here. I don't know. If it is, and the Holy Spirit does something from him, I trust that he'll be gentleman enough to go tell him.
Try. I hope it is. Pardon? This thing's for me. All right?
Now, who's on the mic? I don't know when the vision strikes, you'll realize. I'm looking somewhere and seeing something happen and way back somewhere else, maybe go years back and everything. Now I'm going to ask you to be real reverent. When the Holy Spirit does anything and you want to praise Him, that's what you should do. But while we're studying, now, let's reverently and quietly move into the Shekinah in the presence of God. To me and this young man here who never met in our lives, standing here, earth people here that's going to eternity to meet God and answer at that day of the judgment. We're looking across God's holy Bible. You're a man that perhaps some of them give you a prayer card and it just happened to be tonight that your number was called and that's all you know about it. We're standing here. And if God will reveal to me the secret in your heart and tell you, and if He'll tell me to tell you what you're here for or what's wrong with you or something that which you know I know nothing about you, would you believe it with all your heart, young man? Would all the audience believe with all their heart? Or me and this young man standing here as two men, eternity-bound people, over God's Bible laying here? See? Now, Lord, it's up to you. I can only speak your word, and your word is the truth, and I approach this in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, confessing this that was ministered to me by an angel, which cannot fail because it's God. No, you're not from this school. You're not even from this state. You're from out of state. You come from Missouri here. Right. You're a minister, a young minister. You're in confusion. And what about your ministry? What must you do? That's been on your heart and mind. You're trying to seek even for a private interview for me to find out what to do with your ministry. Stay where you are. He's fixing to move you. You believe him? Here's another thing. You got somebody on your heart you're praying for. It's a man. He's dying with cancer. And you're standing here in his behalf. Those things are true? They are.
Yes, sir.
You believe now you get what you ask for?
Yes.
Then go. God's peace be with you. Now let us just raise our hands. Pentecostal people, how can you hold your peace when the very God that you love is so straight and so clear? Just believe. Sworn affidavit. The Holy Spirit. All right. I do not know you, lady. I want you to look at me across the Bible. I do not know you, do I? We're strangers to one another. But if Jesus Christ will reveal to me in your heart, just like he talked to the woman at the well, and would reveal to me something that you know, if I have anything, I wouldn't know, because you know I don't know you, and you don't know me. Those things are true? Say, what are you doing, Brother Branham? It's the Word of God in here that's sharper than a two-edged sword, a discerner of the thoughts of the heart. Christ, the living Word of God, making himself known in infallible proof. You believe me to be his prophet or his servant? Yes, you're sick. If God will describe me where your sickness is, will you believe? In your kidneys and in your bladder. That's right, raise your hand. One's causing the other. Comes from your kidneys, irritation in the bladder. You fought it quite a while. Couldn't leave you now. You believe that? You're not from right here. You're from another city, but you're from Illinois. You abandoned. That's right. You DNA. That's true, isn't it? If I tell you who you are, will it help you? Mrs. Potts. That thing. You believe with all your heart? That should settle it. Just be reverent. Be real reverent. Give us just about 5 more minutes. Next person, please. Come look across the Bible. The God of heaven knows both of us. He knows why you're here. He knows why I'm here. But to know you, I do not. I have no idea what you're here for. But if the God of heaven will reveal to me what you're here for, will you believe me to be his prophet? Then I could not heal you. You know that. But it'll only raise your faith to heal you. What would it do to you people there in the wheelchair? Just look. Just believe now. Your hour's closed if you just believe it right now. Please don't walk around. See, each one of you is a spirit. I got each one of your spirits in contact. Like a breath. The anointing of the Holy Spirit. Everything's sinful when that comes on. Everything you look at is sinful. And to disobey, that's what he told me. If you get the people to believe you and then be sincere, when I say be quiet, don't move around, and you don't do it, that shows you don't believe. See, that reflects back to me. The Holy Spirit says, leave. Leave alone. But I cry to him day and night, Lord, don't do it yet. Let me try again. Well, if I realize what heaven is. Did you ever read the little testimony of the Christian businessman, the little translation or vision I had the other night? I won't ever person in here to get one of those. If you ain't got the money, take it anyhow. I'll pay for it. You read it?
Yes.
That's beautiful. How could I ever let someone miss that place there? You're nervous. Complications. Lots of things wrong with you. But there's one main thing you have on your heart is for somebody else. That's a younger person. It's a woman. It's your daughter. She's awfully nervous. And she's had an operation. That's what caused it. You're not from here. Originally, you're from Arkansas. You believe God can tell you who you are? Will it help you? Miss Martin, go home. Jesus Christ makes you right. Don't doubt. Believe on the Lord. That's weakening me, brother. Please, everybody, please, quiet, sit still. Please, please, please. I ask, please. Don't get up, please. It leaves me, see, and I have to come back again. See? Please, just be reverent. All right. I suppose we're strangers to one another, are we, sir?
Yes, we are.
All right, sir, we're strangers. The Lord Jesus can reveal to me what your trouble is. Will you believe me?
Sure. I believe.
I hate to tell you this. You want me to tell you anyhow?
Yeah.
You're shattered. Cancer. You're shattered to death. You've had some habits you've got to give up. That's right. Will you do it?
Yes, sir.
Let me show you something. I feel another spirit moving in. The devil. You're trying to get right with God. Frankly, you've just been baptized. And
that's right.
That's right.
Easter Sunday.
Lady sitting there with leukemia. You believe Jesus Christ will make you well? You have faith, he'll do this. You accept it? You believe he'll make you well? Have you got a prayer card? You don't. See, it's cancer too, sister. You don't have to have a prayer card. Raise up your hand to Christ. The lady sitting there with a little red coat laying across her eyes. Don't you all see that light hanging over the woman? I want to ask you something. You be honest with me. When I spoke cancer and death, something strange happened to you. But that you had a funny feeling like come over you. That's right. That's right. Wave your hand so the people there see. See? It's death, too, on the woman. Leukemia. Or that's what the doctor said. And he's right. Now you're both under the shadows of death. That dark streak coming from this. What is it? It's that devil in here called cancer. Cancer is a Greek word or a medical word, means crab. But it's a devil, the killer, a tormentor. It's on this man and in that woman. And see, he was calling for help to try to get this man to disbelieve it, and the Holy Spirit beat him to it and threw faith on the woman. She touched something. See, that devil thought he could get by with it? Will you both believe on Jesus Christ, accept him as your healer? Raise your hand. Then in the name of Jesus Christ, I condemn that devil to leave you both. Go be well. Go be well. If there's anybody here that's a skeptic, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You're worse off than they were. Uh,
How do you do? Is there no usher there to take up those prayer cards? The people are crossing it up with their prayer cards in their hand. Now, if you'll just wait just a moment or two longer. Honestly, we'll quit. See, when you're moving, get up, move around, it just kills the contact with the Spirit off. It's in the audience. That man sitting right there with arthritis, do you believe that God will make you well? All right, sir, you were praying, wasn't you, sir? Look how far he is from me. All right, believe with all your heart in the arthritis will leave you. The man sitting right back here behind, two or three behind him there, got prostrate trouble. Mister, you were praying and something struck you. When I said arthritis, that man, something struck you. If that's right, raise up your hand. Man comes bald head wearing glasses. That's exactly right. You believe me to be his prophet? Then I pronounce you healed in the name of Jesus Christ. The man right behind him got a lot of faith just then. Right, I don't know you, sir. But you're suffering with nervousness and complications. The best I raise up your hand. Receive your healing. Jesus Christ makes you well. Have faith, go down. Nervous. Anemia. High blood pressure. That's right. Is that right? Hey, raise your hand. You accept your healing? Alright. In the name of Jesus Christ, what did you raise your hand back behind there for? The woman. You believe you can be God's prophet? You believe God can tell you what your trouble is? With all your heart you'll accept it? You have a lady's female trouble and eczema. If that's right, stand on your feet. Then go home and be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Can't you see it, the Lord Jesus? Do you believe me to be his prophet? If God will reveal to me the things in your heart, you see, it's just about got me, so I can't stay here much longer. Don't, please. Look at me. As I said, like Peter and John passed through the gate called Beulah and said, look on us. You suffer with your eyes. You won't pray for it. Of course, you say you got on glasses. Not only that, but you're stuck with your ears. You got trouble up in your nose that you can't see. If that's right, raise your hand. If you don't know what it is, but it's actually fungus, stops up your nose up there. That's right. And another thing, you got chest trouble. That's right. You're not from this city. You're not from this country. You're from Michigan. That's right. Your name is Miss Swanson. Now go home and be healed in the name of Jesus. Do you believe that? I just can't stay anymore. Put your hands on one another, everywhere you are. Whisper, put your hands on each other. In the